Hello, and welcome to the Gospel Bell in the Dells, a weekly podcast sharing the good news of Jesus Christ in every age and place. My name is Pastor Joseph Dogan, pastor of Bethany Lutheran Church in Wisconsin Dells. Come and hear the good news that is indeed for you. The first reading for this week is from the book of Romans, chapter 3, verses 19 to 28. Now we know that whatever the law says, it speaks to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be silenced and the whole world may be held accountable to God. For no human will be justified before him by deeds prescribed by the law, for through the law comes the knowledge of sin. But now, apart from the law, the righteousness of God has been disclosed and is attested to the law and the prophets, the righteousness of God through the faith of Jesus Christ for all who believe. For there is no distinction, since all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. They are now justified by his grace as a gift, through the redemption that is in Jesus Christ, whom God put forward as a sacrifice of atonement by his blood, effective through faith. He did this to demonstrate his righteousness, because in his divine forbearance he had passed over the sins previously committed. It was to demonstrate at the present time his own righteousness, so that he is righteous, and he justifies the one who has the faith of Jesus. Then what becomes of boasting? It is excluded. Through what kind of law? That of works? No, rather through the law of faith. For we hold that a person is justified by faith apart from works prescribed by the law. The Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, "If you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." They answered him, "We are descendants of Abraham and have never been slaves to anyone. What do you mean by saying you will be made free?" Jesus answered them, "Very truly I tell you, everyone who commits a sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not have a permanent place in the household. The son has a place there forever. So if the son makes you free, you will be free indeed." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Go ahead and be seated. So it just so happened, well, happy Reformation Sunday, right? If you didn't get that part, it is Reformation Sunday. And somebody asked me this morning if other churches celebrate Reformation. And I think maybe not to the same extent that we do, right? Because we are so rooted in this idea of Reformation that comes from Martin Luther. And the Catholic Church certainly doesn't celebrate it in the same way that we do. Though I did talk to a member of the Catholic Church earlier this week, and they said, while we do not celebrate it in the same way, they do recognize the importance of Reformation. And I will talk about that a little bit later on in the sermon, but it just so happens that this week, before Reformation Sunday, our lesson during Confirmation had to do with Reformation. And it's almost as if somebody had planned this so perfectly to be in line with. Now, many of you know that a key part of the start of the Reformation was Martin Luther's writing and posting of the 95 Theses to the church doors. The 95 Theses were written in a way to challenge what the Catholic Church was doing and what it had become. Now, Luther, being a devout Catholic man, was saddened and angered by what he had seen in the church that was contrary to what he understood about Scripture. And so, as a way to bring these things to light, he wrote, and he wrote a lot. So part of our lesson with the confirmation students was to write our own version of these theses and what they would change about Bethany Lutheran if it were ultimately up to them. And now a preamble. Out of love for the truth and from desire to elucidate it, the confirmation students of Bethany Lutheran in Wisconsin Dells intend to defend the following statements and to dispute on them in that place. Therefore, they ask that those who cannot be present and dispute with them orally shall do so in their absence by letter. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, amen. Changes requested by the confirmation students in 2024. New paint downstairs and around the building. Fixed outlets so they may charge their phones or do whatever they do with power these days. They didn't like the ugly green that's in the lounge. From the countertops in the lounge. The ceiling tile and the bell. A bigger bell, they said. They would like a bigger bell. Somebody said a jumbotron. So that way they could zoom in on the pastor's face and everybody could see clearly. A weather dome around the church to keep it, you know, a nice temperate temperature all year long. An ice cream machine in the lounge to go along with the hot cocoa machine that they would like as well. And a helicopter taxi service to and from the church. And replace the railing in the alleyway entrance so that way people can get here safely. And to fix some of the water damage so it looks like we care more about the building where we worship. Brighter lights on the cross so that way people might see who we are worshiping. And to change the curtains in the lounge. And now while some of these might be written in jest, although I don't think the Jumbotron was written in jest. I think that was a serious request. So that way afterwards, you know, we can put on our Packers games after the service and we can all sit there. Some are genuine in what they would have changed. And in the spirit of Reformation Sunday, it is good and proper that we listen to the next generation of those among us if we have any hope of continuing to be church together. See, the Reformation was not, in fact, about breaking away from the Catholic Church. If it were, it might be called the division or the great divisioning. But rather, we call it the Reformation. Reformation, at the heart of it, was about reform and change and truth. It was about listening to where the Holy Spirit of God was stirring the church and wanting better for it and the people that make it up. Now, Luther wasn't the first to suggest such changes. Nearly 70 years ago earlier, a man named John Hus brought to light many of the same things as Luther. Greed among clergy and the church, the selling of salvation, and the place of grace. And now you might be wondering, why didn't it take off then if it was so important? Well, if we look at what happened to John Hus, he was burnt at the stake for suggesting changes such as these. And now these ideas were a major shift from the idea that one must earn for themselves their salvation in following the example of Jesus Christ, whereas Luther lifts up texts such as the Romans that we get today to say that it is not by our own righteousness that we are saved. And in fact, there is nothing that we could possibly do to earn it. It is instead from God and the cross that we have received this righteousness of God through grace in the Holy Spirit of God found in Christ Jesus. And it is because of this that we do not need to focus on our own salvation. For that work is already done. Our call then is to one another, not out of selfish ambition, but out of the same generosity, faith, and love that Jesus Christ first showed us. It is in this way that we can dwell in what God is doing among us and what the Spirit is driving us towards. Reformation was not a one and done event. It may have been prompted by the nailing of those 95 theses in the year 1517, but it did not end with his death. Others took up the mantle and his teachings. Philip Melanchthon, John Calvin, John Wycliffe, Zwingli, and more and more and more each generation. They all have their reformers that help the church understand what God is up to in their time and in their place. Even today, there are reformers among us who continue to believe what God is doing. God is indeed up to something in this place. This last month, your council has started the hard work of doing strategic planning and dwelling on our pain, our joy, and our hope that is found in the gospel of Jesus Christ, through which we have the promise that God's abiding love can and will continue in us. In faithfulness, the council is working to imagine what we can do to be better and better express this love for the world. You have an opportunity to be a part of this change, to help us reform not just Bethany, but the church as it works to better live into the love found in the grace we receive daily, but do not deserve. You have a place to help us reform because God is not done with us yet. Reform because the Spirit of God dwells in and moves us into new places. And we are always reforming because of the love of God that is found in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen. Thank you again for listening to our weekly podcast, The Gospel Bell in the Dells. To find out more about this ministry or learn ways to support us, please go and follow us on Facebook at Bethany Lutheran Church or at our website at dellsbethanylutheran.org.